All right, so you're thinking about diving into the world of business process analysis. You sent over Business Process Analyst in 2024.
Free career guide. And honestly, it's a great place to start. It's not just about making offices more efficient, though that's a big part of it. It's really more like solving mysteries. But the clues are hidden in spreadsheets and workflows.
Yeah, it's true. The guide even has this great story about a business process analyst. They uncovered this bottleneck in their company's supply chain, just bogging everything down. Turned out this simple form approval process was actually causing thousands of dollars in delays, like every single day, just because of this one form. But this analyst, they use data analysis, stakeholder interviews, you know, really dug in, cracked the case, redesigned the process, and bam, saved the company a ton of money. So you really are like a detective. Except instead of a magnifying glass, you've got process maps and data visualization tools. Speaking of which, the guide really dives into the skills you need. And I was surprised it's not all like MBAs and computer science gurus.
Right. I mean, those backgrounds definitely help, don't get me wrong. But the guide actually talks about how even degrees in things like psychology or industrial engineering, those can be surprisingly useful, too. It's really all about analytical thinking, that problem-solving mindset, more than a specific degree.
So understanding human behavior, that could actually help you streamline a workflow. That's wild.
Yeah. You're not just looking at numbers. You're trying to figure out why people do things a certain way.
Yeah.
And once you understand that why, then you can optimize the process.
Makes sense. Now, the guide doesn't sugarcoat it. They emphasize that practical experience is key. Even with the right degree, internships are where it's at, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. Internships are huge. You'd be surprised how many doors open just by getting your foot in the door early. Mm. And we're not talking about fetching coffee here. It's about understanding a company's specific processes, their challenges, seeing how things actually work in the real world, not just in a textbook.
And that's where those technical skills come in, right? The guide mentions process mapping tools like BPMN and flowcharts. Can you break those down a bit?
Sure. So imagine you're designing the blueprint for a workflow, right? BPMN, which stands for Business Process Model and Notation. It's basically a universal language to map out each step using specific symbols and diagrams so everyone's on the same page from IT to management. Everyone understands the process.
So by using BPMN, you're creating a visual representation of the process, and anyone in the company can understand it, even if they're not a tech expert.
Exactly. And then you have flowcharts, which are a bit simpler, but still super valuable. They use shapes and arrows to visualize the flow of information and how decisions are made within a process. Think of it like a roadmap. It guides you through each stage.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. But the guide also stresses those less tangible skills, the soft skills. Communication, especially. Why is that so important? I mean, this seems like a pretty technical role.
Oh, it's huge. Communication is key. Remember that supply chain thing we talked about, the bottleneck? Finding the problem, that's just half the battle. You got to convince management, get them on board with the solution. That's where communication really comes in.
Ah, so you're like a translator then, taking those technical findings and making them make sense for everyone else.
Exactly. It's like you're bridging the gap between IT, management, everyone.
Yeah.
Explaining complex processes, but in plain English, so everyone gets it. Hmm. And showing them the benefits, like, hey, this change I'm suggesting, it'll make your life easier. Trust me.
Right. Because just having the solution isn't enough. If you can't communicate it effectively, it's not going to go anywhere. Speaking of adding tools to your tool belt, the guy also talks about certifications. And it seems like the CBAP, the Certified Business Analysis Professional from the IIBA, that's the gold standard.
Yeah. CBAP, it's definitely a big deal. Think of it like a stamp of approval. You know, it shows employers you know your stuff.
Yeah.
That you understand business analysis inside and out, best practices, the whole nine yards. But here's something interesting. The guide also mentions the PMP.
PMP?
Yeah, the Project Management Professional Certification.
Oh, interesting. So even though a business process analyst isn't like directly managing projects, having those project management skills could still be a real asset.
Absolutely. Yeah. It shows you've got that broader understanding, like how projects work, timelines, resources, all those moving parts, and how to handle organizational change, which can be messy.
Right, because change is always a factor in business. And then there's Lean Six Sigma, which is a whole other beast. The guide explains it involves earning different belts, like you're leveling up in a martial arts movie or something.
Yeah, the belts are kind of a fun way to track your progress. What I find cool about Lean Six Sigma is the focus on continuous improvement. It's not about hitting a certain level and calling it a day. It's about always pushing yourself, always looking for ways to be more efficient.
So it's not just a certification, it's a whole mindset, a commitment to always learning, always growing. But okay, let's talk about the good stuff, salary and outlook. The guide paints a pretty optimistic picture, wouldn't you say?
It does, and for good reason. Businesses everywhere are trying to optimize, be more agile. And that means they need skilled business process analysts, people who can really make a difference. And this isn't just a fad, you know. This is the future of how businesses work.
Yeah, technology is only going to get more complex, more integrated into everything we do. So having someone who can analyze those processes, adapt them, improve them, that's going to be invaluable.
Exactly. The demand is only going to go up from here.
So we're talking about a career with some serious potential here. Long-term growth, job security, the works. The guide even gives a salary range, $70,000 to $90,000 per year. Not too shabby at all.
Not bad at all. And remember, that's just the starting point. As you get more experience, specialize in an industry, rack up those certifications we talked about, your earning potential, it just keeps going up.
And it's not all about the money, right? I mean, the guide also mentions job satisfaction, those less tangible perks.
Oh, absolutely. It highlights this one interview with a few business process analysts, and they were talking about how much they love their jobs, like really love them. They love solving problems, finding those little efficiencies that make a big difference, and seeing their ideas actually implemented, making a real impact on their companies. That kind of purpose, seeing those tangible results, it's a huge motivator for a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see that. And let's be real, the flexibility is a big plus too. The guide mentions remote work, flexible schedules. That's becoming more and more common in this field.
It is, definitely. As companies get more comfortable with remote work, flexible arrangements, business process analysts are in a great position to benefit. I mean, so much of the work is project-based, data analysis, virtual collaboration. It just lends itself to that kind of flexibility.
Makes sense. So to wrap things up here, it sounds like this business process analyst in 2024 guide, it's painting a pretty compelling picture of this career path.
It is.
High demand, good salaries, potential for growth, and you get to be a detective of sorts.
What I find exciting is how this career blends so many things. You've got the technology side, the business side, but also that human element. You're not just crunching numbers in isolation. You're solving real-world problems, working with people, bridging those gaps between departments, making everyone's lives easier.
It's like you're a facilitator, a problem solver, a bit of a therapist even, all rolled into one.
Uh-huh. There's definitely some of that.
But here's something to think about as you continue your exploration. The guide focuses a lot on individual skills, which are obviously crucial. But what about the team aspect? How do you create a culture where process improvement isn't just one person's responsibility, but everyone's?
That's a great question, and it really highlights the importance of those soft skills. You can have the best solution in the world, but if you can't communicate it, if you can't get buy-in from the team, it's not going to go anywhere.
So it's not just about being a skilled analyst. It's about being a leader, a communicator, a collaborator.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so interesting, so dynamic.
Well said. So to all our listeners out there, keep those thinking caps on and happy analyzing.